across the whole country. Is it Mr. Hunt's proposition that the increase in people going to Nottingham or Newcastle, for example, is as a result of people coming from Wales? There has been a 10% rise in people from England using Welsh A&E departments over the last 4 years. We have a long and porous border. Numbers are up everywhere.
So you think those statistics are completely misleading?
They are absolutely absurd. And what they really are part of is not to do with facts at all, but part of the deliberate, planned, coordinated and cynical attempt by the London Conservative Party to drag the reputation of the Welsh NHS through the mud.
Here's a fact, though. Bruce Keogh, Chief Medical Officer for England, wrote to his Welsh counterpart, didn't he, last year, saying that mortality rates and diagnostic waiting times were, sufficiently concerning, was one of the phrases he used, to warrant an inquiry. Was he right, and what are you doing about it?
Actually, he didn't say that at all. I have his email here in front of me. Mm-hmm. What he said was that he had been given data by somebody else, and he thought that he ought to pass that on to our deputy medical director here. He says in his email that he himself has no data. He says the data that has been passed to him is data that he cannot verify for its veracity.
And he says it should be looked into.
And he says that the data that's been passed to him should be looked into.
And
that's
was
exactly
it?
Yes. Our deputy chief medical officer went to London on the 10th of December following the email, had a meeting with senior figures in the English NHS, explained what lay behind the data. Our mortality figures in Wales, which we publish every quarter and have done since March of last year, have a steady declining pattern. Are there things we could do better? Of course there are. Are there days when the Welsh NHS is under strain? Of course it is. But that's equally true on the other side of our border.
What Sir Bruce said in his email is that the figures were worrying and that they represented diagnostic delay. And he said they might underpin some of the mortality concerns, the concerns that too many people are dying in Welsh hospitals. Is all of that now put at rest? To your satisfaction, has that been settled?
Well, I think it is settled in this way, that the accusation that Welsh patients die in Welsh hospitals at levels which demand a national inquiry is certainly not the case. We look at the data that we publish very carefully. Where we think there are causes for concern, of course, we intervene and we act. Our diagnostic waiting times are too long in Wales. 70% of people are still waiting no less than 8 weeks, but that still means that 3 out of 10 people are waiting more than 8 weeks.